So, when he said that the thief cometh only to steal, kill, and to destroy, that means he can never give us life. You listen real good now. When God said, that's why he wants you to understand. Because see, he tell you, child, you need to do this. You're going to really live it up. You better know he got a plan set up for you to destroy you. That's exactly what he got. Because he can't give you life. How in the world can I give you an airplane? I don't even have one myself. How can I give you an elephant? I can't give you, I don't have one. I don't even own a zoo. So, he says, so when he says, when he said that the thief cometh only to steal, kill, and to destroy, that means he can never give you life. Because he does not have it to give. Amen. Just like me telling you, I'm going to give you $1 million and I ain't got a dime. Amen. Can't even give you a dollar. Amen. Just false hope. He doesn't have it to give. Huh? He doesn't have it to give. He can only give you death. That's what he has. That's the only thing he can give you. And make some of us think while we're dying. You'll get that on the way home. Because that's what he is the author of. Because that's what he is the author of. Don't expect to get life from the devil because he doesn't have it. Amen. You're setting yourself up to become miserable, depressed, confused, and crazy and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Thinking you're going to run with the devil and have a good time. It just ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That's all you're going to get out of when you run with God, run with the devil. I don't care how much fun you think you're having. But when it's over with, all you're going to get out of it, you done sinned big, you done did this, and you're going to get death. And death is eternal separation from God. So why live a few years like that up against eternity in hell? You better live it up big because that's the only heaven you'll know. Yeah, I mean, you better live it big and enjoy it long. Let me go through a few of these scriptures. And then we'll pick up here next week. Talking about life now. John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. What does he say? No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 1:4-5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. John 5:26. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given the Son to have life in himself. So what are you saying? He's telling us he wants to fully, clearly understand if you're going to get life, it's going to come from God and the Son. And he sent the Son to this earth to give us life. And it would be so wise for you to get on your journey in the Word of God. And get rid of all the other stuff where you waste your time all these years hoping something happen. It's just not going to happen. You're going to find it in the Word of God. Hallelujah. 1 John 5:11 and 12. And this is the record that God had given of his son, given unto us, eternal life. And that life is in the son. He that has the son has life. He that has not the son has not life. How much more plainer can it be? If you're not born again, you don't have life. You are on your way where you don't want to go. And you'll be a fool to keep on traveling that road. When you hear the gospel, when you hear the sign, I don't care how proud you are, you get that fire, burn that pride off your butt. Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. So when I get life, it makes me free from the law of sin. Death can't touch me. Hallelujah. I said death can't touch me because he made me free. Death had never since Adam sinned and committed every human being to death. And Jesus Christ, the last Adam, showed up and freed us from it. And everybody received Jesus and were drawn to Jesus or made a child of God and were drawn to the body of Christ. Death hadn't been able to do nothing with it. Death can't touch you.